All right, thank you so much. And you hear a little crisscross applesauce, and you know it's time for CellSportTalk.com. It must be 9:40 on a Tuesday. And it is Rick Tittle with you. And as always, co-hosting this segment from CellSportTalk.com is Karen Lyle. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing fantastic, Rick. And how are you today?
Is this a very weird situation where you're in the United States right now?
I am. I'm actually in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I want to share with you a little behind-the-scenes interview that I did spontaneously at the SailGP race. I had the privilege of staying in a friend's boat slip at near the St. Francis Yacht Club. It's right between the St. Francis Yacht Club and the Golden Gate Yacht Club on Saturday night of the SailGP race. And as I was walking back to the dock, I met the coach for the St. Francis Yacht Club youth racing team, and he offered to have two of his young racers talk to me, and we did an interview. So I'd like to share that with you, and then we can chat a little bit about what happened after.
This is Karen Lyle of SailSport Talk, and here I am in the St. Francis Yacht Club in the Junior Sailing Room right before the SailGP race is about to begin on its second day here in San Francisco. And I am with the coach of the St. Francis Yacht Club, and he's going to give us his name and the name of the two sailors that I have with me.
Hi, I'm Parker Colantuono, and with me today is Nola Jasenko and Jack Wicker from the St. Francis race team.
Thank you so much for having me as your guest here in the club. And also, I would love to have our listeners be able to hear a little bit about the beginning.
Here at St. Francis, we have tons of junior programs starting at age 8 up through the end of high school. And these kids get tons of practice out on the city front with these extreme conditions, and they really learn to love the sport in a really, really cool venue. So I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Nola, you're one of the sailors in this junior race program. So I'm going to ask you, when was the first time you went on a boat and what was that like?
Oh, man. The first time I went on a boat was probably my freshman year in high school. One of my friends' family took me out on their trimaran, and it was really awesome, actually. We got to sail right out into the bay in front of the Golden Gate Bridge, and it was probably one of the most, like, cool things I've ever done in my life, since I was never connected to sailing before then.
Now you are in the junior race program, and so how long have you been racing?
I think I've been racing since my sophomore year of high school, so for about over 2 years now.
What is it that you like about racing?
I like beating other people, being really fast.
Jack, tell us about you and your first experience on a boat.
I started sailing at the San Francisco Yacht Club at around age 8. Started in their Opti program over the summer. Progressed through the ranks, became an Opti champ, started racing at around 10. Did a few big regattas all over the states, and then my biggest event has been Slovenia in the I-420, and then I've been starting out in 29ers now.
So how did you like it in Slovenia? I hear it's really great sailing there.
It was a fantastic venue. It was very light, so not very good for us city slickers. We always have 20-plus knots and not a lot of light breeze.
So you have the breeze coming at you from different directions. It's kind of like a little bit like lake sailing a little bit.
It's very similar. The wind was very unpredictable because there's a lot of geographical effects on the wind. It was a very fun venue and very competitive.
Parker, tell me, what is it that you are looking to teach new sailors when they come in? Because these guys have been doing it for a little while. They're out there competing. But when someone first comes on a boat, what do you want their experience to be like?
Well, really low pressure environment and as much fun as possible, and hopefully expose them to a little bit of what Nola and Jack do so they can see what the stepping stones to their future of sailor.
Nola, how have you enjoyed the SailGP race so far?
It's been awesome.
So you just had an opportunity to go and see the F50 at the Golden Gate Yacht Club right there on the end tie, and it was a special trip for the St. Francis Yacht Club Junior Program. What boat was it that you saw? What team? And what did you think about it, Nola?
I got to see Spain's boat, and honestly, they're probably one of my favorite teams right now. It was amazing. The mast is so much bigger than I thought it would be. It's I think it's better than Disneyland. Oh my goodness, the boat is so cool, and I see all the different controls and stuff. It's very fascinating.
They are pretty awesome, aren't they?
Oh, I agree. Yes, they are.
I kind of feel like they're an airplane on the water, you know?
Oh, yes. The tour guide compared it to almost like it being a rocket.
So, Jack, what did you think?
I love the tour. Love to see all of the simulator. It's very interesting stuff. I love all the technical stuff about it and how light all of the components of the boats are. It's very interesting, and it made me really want to like get involved with the SailGP Inspire program and maybe do some internships for the program.
Have they talked to you about the Inspire program, and you know all about that now?
I asked some questions and how I could get involved. I'm looking forward to that. I can't really do it now. I have to be 18 to join the program.
Great. So what do you think about that, Parker? Is this a pathway into professional sailing?
Yeah, I think it's so cool. Whether or not they're sailing, they have an opportunity to be around it. They explained this morning all the different roles. You know, you could work on site, you could be an engineer, maybe get a ride on the boat. Yeah, the opportunities are endless. So I think it's really cool.
Nola, you were really interested in possibly the Inspire program. So how did you find out about that?
Honestly, after the end of the tour, I asked around about if they had any internships, because I think the tour guide, James, was saying that, oh, there's a lot of ways to get involved outside of just sailing at SailGP. And I was really curious about that because the entire process is super fascinating to me.
And Jack, is there anything you want to add about your experience on the F-50 Spain boat?
While we were touring the boat, I got to talk to the trimmer. But he was telling me about just passion can get you super far in sailing, and that he pushed through a bunch of barriers. He went to the Olympics and then now resides with the Spain team on the F-50, and that really inspires me to keep pushing and, you know, maybe go for a gold medal in the Olympics like him.
Excellent. Well, and here, part of the Olympics and part of being a sailor is also having the opportunity to talk to media and talk to the press. So you're getting your practice. How do you like that?
This feels really professional. I feel like a celebrity.
Well, you are. And this would be 100 million people in 168 countries on SailSport Talk in the middle of Sports Byline and on the American Forces Network. It goes out to iHeartRadio, 700 radio stations around the world, TuneIn, Stitcher, CRN Talk. So
that's scary.
I love it. Well, you know, usually we're doing our show live. In this particular case, just because we found each other here at the yacht club and I had my boat at the dock and you guys were just visiting the boat, I thought we're just going to pull out the recorder and do an interview. That's a little bit more low-key than the live one. Sometimes we make mistakes and they're right there on the air for everybody to see. Well, actually to hear, because it's an audio show. Today, you're going to have the SailGP race out there on the water, and we're going to see who wins the San Francisco Grand Prix. Do you get invested in which team wins? Do you have favorite teams, even though I know you're an American?
Yes, I do, actually. While the American team is lovely, I am rooting for Spain.
Well, that was because they took you to see their boat, right?
Yes.
See, a little bit of politics there. How about you?
I really like the Australian team, and I've been following Tom Slingsby and his Olympic campaigns. And he's a very interesting guy.
Well, we're going to have to bring you over to Sports Byline. Tom Slingsby was our fourth sailor to sign the Sports Byline Wall of Fame of all those mainstream sports celebrities that have been on our show. SailSport Talk is part of that Sports Byline lineup. This is Karen Lyle, SailSport Talk. Thank you so much, Parker, Nola, and Jack. It was great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're back live now, Rick Tittle with Karen Lyle. And Karen, it was really cool to hear the enthusiasm in their voices, because, you know, I think most kids their age are probably talking about, you know, soccer or basketball, baseball, something like that. It was pretty cool for the sport.
Well, it's just this perspective that we need to know, which is those who are coming up the ranks, because that's what the sport is trying to do, is to open the doors for both men and women and just people of all different backgrounds to be able to sail and have a track to professional sailing. And so that's what the Inspire Sailing Program is all about, that feeds into the SailGP race.
I also like how you say we have 100 million listeners.
Well, that was the...
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I think the most we've ever had is 14 in the history of the show. but we have the potential. No, I'm just kidding. So
it feels like that sometimes when it's only the two of us in the studio, right?
I know. That's the thing. Like, over my career, I feel like it's, you know, just me having a conversation by myself or with you, and then I'll run into somebody, and they'll go, hey, I remember when you said, and I was like, oh, yeah, people are listening. But
you know, I have to tell you, I was driving in a taxi cab over to I think it was over to the Golden Gate Yacht Club one day, and the taxi cab driver was a fan of yours, and you know, so he started talking about how he listened to your show all the time, and you know, he said, I can't believe you're co-hosting with Rick Tittle.
Wow, that was my brother. I think he was down on his luck.
right.
I think the funniest one for me. Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to mention that the Spain team won the race for the CLGP San Francisco Grand Prix, and so these kids got to go on the boat just before they won the race, which was very exciting for them. So
wow.
I recorded the interview before they won the race, but it was just just have to put a shout out there, because that's really a great job for the Spain team. You know, last time when you and I interviewed Tom Slingsby, he was the one who won the race that year.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I was just going to throw in, and it did happen on a sailing vessel. Just we were talking about, you never know who's listening. My parents were on a cruise in Scotland, off the coast of Scotland, and they sat down at the table, and there was some guy from Scotland who said he listened to the show. So you never know, right?
Right. Well, the experience of being a behind the scenes person who's actually doing audio broadcasts, it's not like being in a big audience and having a huge crowd around you. You don't see all the people who are there.
You don't get the immediate feedback like a stand up comedian would get, yeah.
Right, exactly. But it's a great experience to be able to come and talk to you every week, Rick, and just think about how much we both learned about sailing since we started, I guess, 314 weeks ago.
Is that right? When did we start, calendar-wise? When was the first one?
It was April 4th of 2019, and we interviewed Rome Kirby, who won the America's Cup in 2013. But he was on the CLGP USA team, and Mac Ignacy. And actually, Mac Ignacy is still sailing with the USA team. I had that confirmed when we were talking to the Mike Buckley, for the CEO of that team. And, of course, we see him out there on the water as well.
Well, April 4th, 2019, this is our sixth anniversary show then.
I guess so. Well, we even actually did the show all the way through the pandemic when all the races were closed down, and interviewed someone on.
Oh, yeah. I did shows every day when there was no sports, so I understand.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
There's always topics.
Yeah, covering the water.
Karen, good interviews today. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Violence.